Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The sermon text is from Leviticus, the 16th chapter. The Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they drew near before the Lord and died. And the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron your brother not to come at any time into the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat that is on the ark, so that he may not die. For I will appear in the cloud over the mercy seat. But in this way Aaron shall come into the holy place, with a bull from the herd for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat and shall have the linen undergarment on his body. He shall tie the linen sash around his waist and wear the linen turban. These are the holy garments. He shall bathe his body in water and then shall put them on. And he shall take from the congregation of the people of Israel two male goats for a sin offering and one ram for a burnt offering. Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering for himself and shall make atonement for himself and for his house. Then he shall take the two goats and set them before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And Aaron shall cast lots over the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for Azazel. And Aaron shall present the goat on which the lot fell for the Lord and use it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell for Azazel shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement over it, that it may be sent away into the wilderness to Azazel. Aaron shall present the bull as a sin offering for himself and shall make atonement for himself and for his house. He shall kill the bull as a sin offering for himself. And he shall take a censer full of coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, and two handfuls of sweet incense beaten small. And he shall bring it inside the veil, and put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is over the testimony, so that he does not die. And he shall take some of the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it with his finger on the front of the mercy seat and on the east side. And in front of the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring its blood inside the veil, and do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull, sprinkling it over the mercy seat and in front of the mercy seat. Thus he shall make atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the people of Israel, and because of their transgressions, all their sins. And so he shall do for the tent of meeting, which dwells with them in the midst of their uncleannesses. No one may be in the tent of meeting from the time he enters to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out and has made atonement for himself and for his house and for all the assembly of Israel. Then he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it, and shall take some of the blood of the bull and some of the blood of the goat and put it on the horns of the altar all around. And he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times, and cleanse it, and consecrate it from the uncleanness of the people of Israel. And when he has made an end of atoning for the holy place and the tent of meeting and the altar, he shall present the live goat. And Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, and confess over it all the iniquities of the people of Israel, and all their transgressions, all their sins. And he shall put them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who is in readiness. The goat shall bear all their iniquities on itself to a remote area, and he shall let the goat go free in the wilderness. Then Aaron shall come into the tent of meeting and shall take off the linen garments that he put on when he went into the tent, the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall bathe his body in water in a holy place and put on his garments and come out and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people and make atonement for himself and for the people. And the fat of the sin offering he shall burn on the altar. And he who lets the goat go to Azazel shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water and afterward he may come into the camp. And the bull for the sin offering and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement for the holy place, shall be carried outside the camp. Their skin and their flesh and their dung shall be burned up with fire. And he who burns them shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. And it shall be a statute to you forever, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict yourselves, and shall do no work, neither the native nor the stranger who sojourns among you. For on this day shall atonement be made for you to cleanse you. You shall be clean before the Lord from all your sins. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest to you, and you shall afflict yourselves. It is a statute forever. And the priest who is anointed and consecrated as priest in his father's place shall make atonement, wearing the holy linen garments. He shall make atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make atonement for the tent of meeting and for the altar, and he shall make atonement for the priests and for all the people of the assembly. And this shall be a statute forever for you, that atonement may be made for the people of Israel once in the year because of all their sins. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today on the Christian calendar, obviously, is Good Friday. And tomorrow on the Jewish calendar is Passover. The close occurrence of these two religious days is no mere coincidence of 2018, but it goes back to Jesus' fulfilling the Jewish festival of Passover that pointed forward to him, like all Jewish festivals, including Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, about which we heard just a moment ago in the reading of Leviticus chapter 16, the book of Leviticus's central chapter. The Day of Atonement does not occur on the calendar anytime close to Good Friday, but its narrative provides us this year's last snapshot of repentance, namely that of the high priest. Like the snapshots of repentance before his, the high priest snapshot is not only an example of repentance that instructs us about our repentance over sin, but is also an example of forgiveness of sins that comforts us as we receive God's forgiveness for our own sin. The deaths of Aaron, the high priest's priestly sons, Nadab and Abihu, for offering unauthorized fire that was referred to at the beginning of Leviticus 16 and narrated even earlier in the book, are connected with God's making clear both that the high priest himself should be the only one to come into the most holy place of the tabernacle or temple, and that even that, the high priest coming in, should only be once each year. At that time, following the detailed instructions we heard, the high priest would make atonement both for himself and for the people, in the process ritually cleanse the tabernacle and temple, and thereby make it possible for God and his people to continue to dwell together. The chapters of Leviticus that come between the narration of the deaths of Nadab and Abihu and the narration of the first day of atonement deal with the people's ritual purity regarding infected houses, clean and unclean meat, skin disease, sexual discharges, and childbirth. And yet even people who were so ritually clean were not of themselves free from sin. And no sinful person could or can stand before the consuming fire that is the holy God. As you heard, because of the high priest's and the people's uncleanness and their transgressions, all their sins, the high priest had to make atonement, or what might also be called ransom, reconciliation, or redemption. And because of our uncleanness, our transgressions, and our sins, we also need such atonement, ransom, reconciliation, or redemption. Or else, we would be unable to stand in the presence of God both now and forever. As part of the Day of Atonement, the high priest laid both of his hands on the head of a live goat and confessed over it, and so transferred to it all the iniquities of the people, all their transgressions, and all their sins. The repentance of the people was evident by their denying themselves ordinary enjoyments of life, things such as food and drink, bathing and anointing, and intimate relations, and perhaps also their wearing sackcloth and ashes in the only regular fast that the Old Testament required, and that on pain of death. And while the high priest's general corporate confession notably was not followed by general corporate absolution, the people could have seen a priest privately, and certainly they saw publicly and understood the goat bearing all their iniquities on itself to a remote area, to Azazel, some think, a prince or the prince of demons. We may or may not likewise give such outward signs of repentance, but enabled by God, we do so repent, and we see a similar kind of atonement. Jesus is our great high priest and our substitutionary sacrifice. As we heard in tonight's Old Testament reading, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Transferred to Jesus were all of our iniquities and all of our transgressions and all of our sins. He who bore our sins was sent into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil who had plunged humanity into sin. And as we heard in tonight's epistle reading, he was tempted in every respect as we are, and yet he remained without sin. He had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Unlike Aaron and every other high priest, Jesus did not need to sacrifice for his own sin, but he sacrificed himself for our sin. He atones for our sin with his own blood. And unlike the atonement that Aaron and every other high priest had to repeat annually, Jesus sacrificed himself once and for all. He was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men, to suffer death upon the cross for your sins and for mine. There, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. The Day of Atonement offered the highest and most comprehensive atonement possible in the Old Testament, but Jesus' atonement surpassed it. Jesus finished the work of atoning for our sin. As we repent, as we mourn, as people doomed to die and appeal to God for cleansing and forgiveness, and as we receive his atonement by faith, Jesus makes many to be accounted righteous. Since we have a great high priest who sympathizes with our weakness, the epistle reading calls us with confidence to draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Elsewhere, the same inspired author calls us to draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our bodies washed with pure water, as in holy baptism, and with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, as in the sacrament of the altar. The same body and blood, once sacrificed on the cross, but now resurrected and giving us all that we need to stand in God's presence now and for eternity. We hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. We consider how to stir one another up to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together in the divine service, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, all the more as we see the last day approaching. For the same inspired author says elsewhere, if the blood of bulls and goats worked as it did in the Old Testament, how much more will the blood of Christ, who who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God the Father, purify our consciences from dead works in order to serve the living God. Good Friday is the definitive Day of Atonement. Even as Jesus sacrificed himself once and for all as the Passover Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, there is no more need for sacrifices of atonement. But as all of our snapshots of repentance have shown us, as long as we live in this life, we continue to repent of our sin. In some cases with outward signs of repentance, and in other cases without them. And so we continue to receive the forgiveness of sins, not because, but when we repent, for the sake of Christ and him crucified. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.